This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live. It's Free Talk Live, kicking off the second hour of the program. Phones are open. You can join us here. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. With you in the studio tonight, you've got Ian.
It's Bonnie.
And Aria.
You can join us online over at freetalklive.com. We're talking about prices generally going up on things, except for the housing market, where we're seeing a record number of homes dropping in price, according to the story at NY Post, the New York Post, nypost.com, saying that there's the house, the home mortgage rates are doubled right now compared to what they were a year ago, and that is resulting in fewer buyers that are interested in buying, and so therefore, since the buyers aren't snapping up the homes in the way that they were a year ago, then the home sellers are having to reduce their prices, and they're saying that that amount of reductions, 7.9% of home listings reporting price drops during the four-week period ending October 9th, is a record.
I mean, this sounds like good news, right? People want to buy homes.
Yeah.
And I mean, I prefer a buyer's market in general because I'm more often than not a consumer rather than a seller or a supplier or whatever. So generally, I would prefer things that I buy be cheaper so that, you know, I have more money left over.
It's weird that it affects houses so much different than other products. Like, cars are really expensive right now.
Mm-hmm. That's because of shortages in replacement parts and stuff, though, right?
That's
like
true.
The chips they
the
need.
Chips, the brand new chips.
Yeah, but even with houses, like, lots of, like you said, like, lumber and stuff like that is really expensive. So, like, building a house is super expensive. So you would think it's still weird that, like, a used home is, because that's the idea with the cars, right? It's like, oh, new used cars are really expensive right now because buying a new car is so expensive. But buying a new house is so expensive, seems like, I don't know, it's just weird. It affects things so differently than any other product, and it gets more expensive, but I don't know, cars are also a huge purchase for a lot of people.
They are, and it sucks. I'm going to have to replace my Eclipse soon, and I'm dreading it. Not just because I like the Eclipse, but because the used market's terrible right now. I'm not going to find something I like because the market is somewhat smaller than it was, you know, 3 years ago when I bought the Eclipse, but it's also going to be 2 to 3 times the price that I paid for it. Just, it sucks all around, and it's not going to get any better, and gold and cryptocurrency and silver can only do so much. It's going to suck all around.
The current median home asking price, which they're not saying what that is here, I don't know why they don't give us that number. So median means half the homes are higher than that price, half the homes are lower, whatever that is. And a 6.92% average long-term mortgage rate, buyers are facing a record high monthly mortgage payment of $2,559.
Good Lord, that's a hell of a mortgage, man.
The median price must be really high if that's the 30-year mortgage rate on that. Mortgage payments are 51% more expensive than they were at this time last year when buyers could expect to pay $1,698 per month on a 3% mortgage rate.
Even 1600 seems excessive. I mean, it's been a long time since I was seriously looked into the possibility of buying a house and did the numbers about how much the note was going to be and stuff like that. But, and this was in Arkansas that I, or Mississippi rather, that I did this, but I was going to be looking at a note of like $800 to $900 a month for a 3-bedroom, 2-bath house, a nice house. And that was, I mean, the area was very different, but still that's half of what people are paying now.
Okay, did you live in Arkansas too?
No, but I worked in Memphis, and there was a lot of Arkansas where it's the same travel distance to get there. So, but no, I would never want to say that I lived in Arkansas. So
that's what I always think about.
Yeah, I never proceeded with that. I was like, you know, then I got to tell my employer that I'm at Arkansas. I had no employer at the time.
I was depressed just driving through Arkansas the one time I've driven through it.
The Ozarks are beautiful, man. The mountains, they're great, but everywhere else, okay. But yeah, everywhere else is trailers and meth.
Yeah, it was bad. And Jesus billboards.
Oh, yeah, so many of those. I think that it's way worse in Kentucky, though. Like, at least Arkansas has, like, this, like, pretty campy look to it. Like, there's lots of, like, evergreen trees I noticed and really, really tall trees. Well, when I was first driving through there to come up here, it was, like, the first time I had been out of San Antonio in a couple of years, and I was like, these trees are huge. It's so crazy. And now they're, like, just normal-sized trees, I guess. To New Hampshire?
I don't miss the churches about the South. I always forget that because they're so much rarer here in New Hampshire.
Yeah, there's no Jesus billboards.
Actually, no. I did see a billboard in Peterborough, and now that I think of it, it's not necessarily Jesus, but it says, like, it has a picture of a baby, and it says, babies are a precious gift. Hmm. Don't abort them.
That's unusual.
So, that's only one.
Yeah, it is unusual.
In the South, just driving from my sister's house into town to go to Walmart or something, you're going to pass 12 churches at least.
Oh, yeah. New Hampshire is the least churched state, if I recall correctly, meaning that while there are people who have religion in New Hampshire, there are not as many that go physically to an actual church.
And there's lots of way cooler churches. Like, I've never heard of any actual Quakers. Like, I thought Quaker was the same as being Amish until I moved here and heard about it from Mark. I don't know why.
There's also the Next Level Church. They interviewed me when I ran for sheriff.
Oh, wow.
An actual Christian church interviewed me, the really open cool. Satanist. It was really cool. I mean, that's what you get here in New Hampshire.
I've heard a little bit about them. The one that you guys went to in 2020 because they were against the mandates or the lockdown.
That's Hope Chapel, right?
Yeah.
And even, like, the Universalists seem cooler than regular churches.
Okay, so they do finally get to the median price. So when we were looking at the numbers earlier, it's like, well, okay, well, what price are we basing this on, the $2,559 mortgage payment? Okay, median price, according to them here, is down 1% over the last 4 weeks, though it is still up 9% to $379,725 over the last year. So the median price in the United States for a home is almost $400,000.
That made my eye twitch. I would have expected it to be like $180,000. And like I said, it's been a long time since I looked into this, but holy crap.
So if it was $180,000, then maybe you would be looking at a mortgage payment closer to, you know, $1,300 a month instead of $2,500.
Right.
So it gets a little bit more reasonable there at that point. But and of course, your market is going to vary, right? They're looking at the entire United States mortgage, or not mortgage, but home price isn't really useful. It's only really useful to look at the area in which you want to buy. So that's where it really matters what the median price is.
Right. A house in Bel Air is going to be more expensive than a house in Rochester, New Hampshire.
Correct. And in fact, I think I get the Zillow updates, which is a pretty cool website. They're not a sponsor or anything like that, but I do get their market reports for Keene. And according to that, Keene, New Hampshire, the typical home value, which isn't the same thing as a median value, typical home value is $289,000. So not quite as bad as national. And again, that's comparing apples to something else.
Yeah, and that's also not market price. That's just what it's valued as, and that's what you're going to be taxed at generally. And I think it's probably a state agent who's doing the actual appraising and valuation, I would suspect.
Let's see. That's pretty much the story there for home prices. So keep an eye out on that market, because if you're interested in buying a house, you should definitely be watching things, because if this trend continues, you're probably going to see some desperate sellers at some point. They're already saying sellers are dropping their prices, buyers are not buying. Oh, there was one other interesting takeaway from this. The number of pending home sales, so that's the number of homes that are under contract, meaning that they've got an offer in, the seller has said, okay, let's do this, and they're moving towards closing, right? So there's always a long process. It takes usually like a month. You've got to get the house inspected, and then if it passes the inspection, then you got to make sure the paperwork's in order, and then finally you'll get to the closing, as long as there's not something really bad that popped up on the inspection. But it takes some number of weeks. So the number of home sales that are pending, they're going to happen, supposedly, but they haven't happened yet, is down 28% compared to last year. That is the sharpest rate of decline since the thick of the COVID-19 pandemic in May of 2020.
Well, you know what other factor I just thought of is, isn't winter the worst time? Because, like, to be looking at this, because people don't want to be moving in winter.
Well, it's not winter right now.
Well, I mean, like, so they're just stopping now, so they don't have to deal with this whole process and moving in winter.
They're looking at the whole country.
Yeah, and it's going to be winter in the whole country.
Yeah, just summer just ended, though.
And, I mean, in Mississippi, it's like 90 right now.
Yeah, that's not going to be affecting this. It's people don't want to buy right now. They're afraid because of the mortgage rates.
I wouldn't buy right now.
There's more coming up here in moments. Yeah, there may be a big crash coming in the housing market. Who knows? More coming up, though. It's free.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief watching the world lose its mind. As we all know, global problems have local consequences. Too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits are in stock and ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats standing in government food lines. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
It is Free Talk Live, and you can join.
discuss. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Here in the studio tonight is Ian.
It's Bonnie.
And Aria.
Don't forget, you can join us online anytime you want. Just head over to freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that we have there for you. We do have our own social media website. It is social.freetalklive.com. It's a Mastodon-based system. That means it's open source. It's self-hosted. We're running the server. We set the rules, and our rules are you have a lot more freedom to speak on social.freetalklive.com than you do anywhere else. Probably even more so than Kanye West's new parlor.com.
Did he actually buy it?
I guess he's in the process of it. I don't know if it gets
closed. Wow, I heard rumors that he was going to. I mean, he could just, you know, stop going on racist rants, but, you know, whatever, teach their own.
Well, if he buys it, maybe he'll change the rules on there.
Is he a racist?
I don't know.
Well, the only racist thing he said is the, I'm going to go DEFCON 3 on the Jews.
Or is he just against the Jewish people that are in the seats of power? I don't know.
But why even target that? I mean, that's... This is the same argument that we've had with, like, Christopher Cantwell and others. Like, why do you care about the Jewish people in the seats of power? It's the seats of power. Mm-hmm. Whoever is filling them, that is the issue.
Right? That's a good point.
I don't care what subculture controls the media. It's an issue that all media can fall into the hands of five or six families or groups or whatever. That's the problem.
But that being said, like, I still think that he should be able to go and speak wherever he, you know, like, I think he should be allowed by the people who own Twitter to speak, because it's just like shutting down speech doesn't help anyone.
Well, right, and when he said whatever it was he said about DEFCON or DEFCON 3,
yeah, because he's too stupid to know the difference.
Maybe that was it. I don't know.
Something that he wrote late at night when he had been drinking and smoking pot. So
nobody got to ask him, though. That's the thing. They banned him from the service, so he was never able to correct himself or clarify anything, because you only have 280 characters, and you know, then they cut him off, so he couldn't even make a subsequent post after that. I don't know. But anyway, if you want to join our server, by the way, we don't limit you to 280 characters on social.freetalk.com. I think our limit is 1,776, so you can go there and use that. Sorry, what were you going
to
say?
I mean, if you're about to go to bed and you've been drinking or smoking pot or doing coke or whatever it was that Kanye West was doing, and you had this thought, I'm going to go DEFCON 3 on the Jews. Maybe wait until the next morning to post that. Right? Maybe sleep on that one and revisit it the next day.
Let's go to the phones here. We have Robert in Vermont. Robert, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, you guys were talking about, you know, inflation and the cost of housing and stuff like that. I was checking out the, you know, New Hampshire has this website, or I think you can go to, where you can see all the people that are on this pension plan. And I couldn't believe that there's hundreds and hundreds of millions of dollars that go out to all these folks that, I mean, like, for instance, a lot of these folks are police officers.
They're just like bureaucrats, right?
Teachers. Yeah. I mean, it's just hundreds and hundreds of millions of dollars. And I mean,
explain this to me, because I'm not entirely clear on what a pension even is, right? That's not a retirement fund that someone has paid into their entire lives as sort of a savings account, right?
It's a pension plan that they set up with the state of New Hampshire where they, you know, become like a police officer.
I know, but that doesn't tell me what a pension is.
I don't know. Do you know the difference between retirement plan and pension? I never really thought about it.
Pension is generally something you get when you work for the government.
Yeah.
So they'll pay you, like the cops, for instance, I think around here get like 90% of their last salary. So if they're making $100,000 at the end, they'll get $90,000 every year for the rest of their lives.
So it's not like a 401k or a retirement account or anything like that. It's just the government continues giving them a portion of their paycheck being retired.
And a retirement plan, like you were talking about, the 401k, requires you to contribute, and then your company that you work for also contributes to it, and then you can, I believe, collect it after a certain date when you're 65 or something like that when you retire.
You can collect it at any time, but you're going to pay a lot higher taxes on it when you're younger, and that's, you know, the government's way of discouraging you from you know, being a tax slave or ceasing to be a tax slave.
So, Robert, you're calling in to talk about pension amounts of government bureaucrats?
Yeah. No, I mean, even if one of these bureaucrats, if they're married, they die, a pension is still going to be paid out to their partner.
Really?
Wow. So,
yes, because...
Wow.
I mean, that's all part of the deal. I mean, when you
what a scam.
Kind of,
you know, I mean, for the cops' wives, I'm okay with it because 40% of them get the hell beaten out of them their entire lives anyway. So, okay, sure. Their husband's dead. Continue paying them, you know, to make up for the suffering that the psychologically traumatized and abusive cop put them through.
They're just going to spend it on their Karen haircuts and, like, Michael Kors purses and going to Starbucks.
If you only worked, like, let's say, for 15 years for the government agency, why should you continue on the, you know, and retire out till you die?
Doesn't make sense.
You know, these pensions, and it's a waste. I mean, what
it's
is
a huge cost.
The percentage, Ian, that they go up each year on these pensions?
I don't know. I don't know. Where is this list that you're talking about?
It's in the I saw it at the Concord Monitor. I sent it to you in a text.
Oh, okay. All right. I'll have to take a look at that.
I mean, it makes sense, though, especially with the boomers retiring and all of that. There was supposed to be this great big thing about it, but there's more cops than ever. There's more bureaucrats than ever. The U.S. government's now trying to hire like 87,000 IRS agents. All of those people are going to get a pension. So when you have pension plans and you have government employees and the government's one of the largest employers, that you're going to have a lot of tax money and a lot of inflation going just to pay those stupid pensions because these people don't want to get real jobs and establish a 401k and a savings account and actually, you know, provide for themselves.
Right. Most people have to actually plan for their retirement. They have to take some of the money they're earning and put it away in investments and, you know, alternatives to the dollar like we talked about earlier and housing and to, you know, have different streams of money that they can rely on for when they get older. But the government bureaucrats can just spend their money on fancy cars and fancy houses because they can rely on the government to pay for everything when they retire.
Sadly. And, you know, I just want to point out to anyone listening, it's never too early to start planning for your retirement. I hate even saying that, but even if you're like 18 years old and you're working at McDonald's or whatever, the easiest way to
start.
Yeah, just install the Acorns app and automatically, you know, round up your debit card purchases to throw that money into savings. It costs you nothing. You'll never notice those 5-cent roundups or whatever in your bank account. But, yeah, after 10 years, you'll look and, wow, that's $7,000 or $8,000. You can't retire on that, but... it's better than $0.
Yeah, one of the best things, and Robert, thanks for bringing this up tonight. I appreciate the call. One of the best things that could be done to cut the size of government is to eliminate all government pensions and require government employees to be like every other employee anywhere, which is they have to save for their own retirement. That would really discourage the worst of the worst of the bureaucrats from taking those jobs because then they would actually be more like servants than they are right now, which is total masters of the people. Because it attracts the laziest of the lazy, the worst personalities who do not want to take any responsibility for their lives and want to live off of the taxpayer.
And it's clear that they don't think that they serve us the way...
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The White House is launching a portal for Americans to apply for the controversial student loan forgiveness program.
Speaking from the White House, President Biden describes the program as a game changer for millions of Americans.
No forms to upload, no special login to remember. It's available in English and in Spanish on desktop and mobile. It takes less than 5 minutes.
Nebraska, Missouri, Iowa, South Carolina, Kansas, and Arkansas all sued the administration over the loan forgiveness program. Apple is expected to unveil its new iPad Pro in the next few days. Bloomberg reports the newest model will feature the M2 chip, which is used in the current MacBook Air laptop. The upgrade will give the iPad a speed boost of 20%, but it may look the same as older models. USA Radio News.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live phones are open. You can join the show here. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. If there's any procrastinators out there who've been wanting to go to the Liberty in Our Lifetime event in Prague, tickets are still available. The cutoff, though, is going to be at the end of this week. So, but when the event starts, October 21st through the 23rd, they are selling online tickets right up until the start of the event. So, if you're late to the game here, you can still get the tickets. Whether you can get the plane tickets or not is another question. I don't know how that's going to work out for you, but LifetimeLiberty.com still has tickets available. The code, if you want the 20% off for being a Free Talk Live listener, is FTL20. It's happening this weekend in Prague. They're going to showcase autonomous cities and intentional communities springing up around the world, offering opportunities for settlers to live freer lives. You want to know where Mark's going to be? He's at the event, so that's why he hasn't been on the air. He's been traveling around. He's going to be in Prague speaking at the Free Cities Foundation annual conference, which is called Liberty in Our Lifetime. 20% off tickets with code FTL20 when you check out at LifetimeLiberty.com. All right, so Aria, you had an economic-related story tonight about the inevitability of a recession.
Well, that's what Bloomberg is saying. The forecast for U.S. recession within this year, or within the next 12 months, rather,
okay,
is hitting 100%. A U.S. recession is effectively certain in the next 12 months in new Bloomberg economics model projections, which they're characterizing as a blow to President Joe Biden's economic messaging ahead of the November midterms. And I think it's silly to blame the president for the recession or anything like that. But sure, I understand that's what Americans do.
Blame Congress, too, right? Because the presidents signed the bill. Both he and Trump signed the big trillion-dollar, multi-trillion-dollar giveaway packages that they brought in during the COVID situation. So Trump started it. Biden then picked up the ball and continued running with it. But neither of them could have done it without the help of Congress. The Federal Reserve.
Absolutely. The latest recession probability models by Bloomberg economists Anna Wong and Eliza Winger forecast a higher recession probability across all time frames, with the 12-month estimate of a downturn by October 2023 hitting 100%, which is up from 65%.
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't really even say they're going out on any kind of a limb, considering that their economic downturn has already happened. According to those who've been looking at I think it's the GDP is the number that they look at. If that number goes down 2 quarters in a row, it's considered by most economists to be a recession.
Maybe because that's like the old definition according to the U.S. government. Maybe they just mean in the Bloomberg article according to the new definition.
According to the new definition. Well, the thing is, Bonnie, they didn't define the new definition. When over the summer, when there was a big hubbub about how the White House was ignoring the historical definition of recession of two declining quarters of GDP in a row, they ignored that. And the woman, the black lady that they got, who's their spokesperson now, she just kept on just denying that that was the definition. She was never, and maybe it was the media's fault for not asking, or maybe they didn't. I just didn't see the clip. But she did not say, oh, well, here's what we consider a recession to be. It was more like, well, we'll know a recession when we see it.
I think she literally said that. She said something almost just like that, like, we'll know it when we see it.
Yes.
Isn't that what the Supreme Court said about pornography?
Yes.
Oh.
That's right.
It's just pornography in general.
Any porn. Yeah.
They were struggling to define it and why it wasn't art, and I think it was John Roberts who says, oh, I know it when I see it.
Oh, God.
The forecast, this economic forecast, saying that there will be...
I don't even want to start thinking about what he might be into.
It's unwelcome
you know
news.
Freaks.
Yeah, absolutely, man. The black robes and everything. Yeah, they're weird, dude. It's bad news for Biden, who has repeatedly said that the U.S. will avoid a recession and that any downturn would be very slight.
Hey, I remember when Biden said that the vaccines are guaranteed to work, 100% effective.
I don't remember him saying that.
They all said it.
But I do remember, you know, them peddling this idea that, you know, turns out inflation's a good thing. And we were like, hey, guys, they're going to destroy the economy. There's going to be a recession, and it's going to suck. And the media was like, no. This inflation, this is good. It's going to make everything better. And now, I haven't heard Biden say that the U.S. will avoid a recession, but I wouldn't be surprised. When we're going into the midterms, he can't be honest with people.
Right, well, he's
going
to say anything that it takes to get Democrats elected.
But what's weird is I've still seen more anti-Biden stuff from, like, the mainstream media, which is kind of weird to me. Like, that this is Bloomberg, and they're saying, oh, well, we're definitely going into a recession. It seems like something they'd be like, oh, let's not even talk about that. And then earlier, like, I saw lots of mainstream media talking about him touching that young girl saying, no serious guys until you're 30.
Did you see that clip?
No. But it's just like, that's not even news.
Hold on. What?
There was this girl, and she looked like 12 to 15, but Ian thinks she's like 18. But anyway.
It was out of college.
But she was still a young girl visiting or something. She had braces. She looked obviously 12. And he was behind her taking a picture, both hands on his shoulders. And then he says, hey, no serious guys until you're 30, okay?
And she said, this is the advice I give all my granddaughters and daughters.
I didn't see that part.
And then he said,
no serious guys until you're 30. And then she, like, turns around like, okay, I'll keep that in mind. And, like, she obviously looks more than just, ugh, this is annoying. Like, she's like, ew, I think.
But the weird thing is, why did she get that close to him in the first place?
Because she's a little kid, and she's like, oh, the president. It's like, why did her mom let her get that close to him? Yeah. I mean, but lots of people don't realize this isn't news. He does this all the time. But the only point I was really trying to get to was, normally you wouldn't think that the mainstream media would even report on that type of thing. Like when Joe Biden says, strimple, crimple, dumple, or whatever word he makes up. I just made that one up. They don't, you know, usually report on it. And It's just weird.
Was it actually the mainstream media reporting on it?
Yeah, I saw it on my iPhone news.
Wow.
Well, Biden's not a very sympathetic figure, and the media in the United States, they're not going to hold the president accountable for anything serious, right? Mm-hmm. They're not going to hold him accountable for the COVID-19 lies that we were told, or for the bungling of the Ukraine-Russia conflict, or the mm-hmm. fact that, you know, he seems to want to nudge just a little bit closer to World War or anything like that. And they're not really going to hold him accountable for this. I mean, they're not saying that this is Biden's fault or anything like that. They're just saying, oh, this is bad news mm-hmm. for Biden.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, they will point out things that are unfavorable to the Democratic president or to the Republican president. But as far as you said, actually standing there and doing their job and saying, well, okay, what is the definition of a recession that you're actually using then?
That's what said.
They're not going to actually dive into that level of accountability.
Well, and your story hasn't defined it yet, have they? And they've just said
it is not
100% guaranteed within the next 12 months.
Well, as far as I can tell, we're already in a recession, mm-hmm. so it's a pretty safe bet to say there's going to be one because yeah. we're in one.
That's how I feel about it.
But tightening financial conditions, persistent inflation, and expectations of a hawkish Federal Reserve pressing ahead with rate hikes are raising the risk of a contraction. I don't think we ever got to the story, but last week I had a story about the UN requesting the Federal Reserve and other central banks to not raise interest
yeah.
rates.
I don't know if you were on the show, but yeah, we definitely did cover that one. And they are going to continue raising them, by the way. They promised to. They said as long as inflation continues, they're going to keep raising the rates.
Well, they're the ones who control inflation, though.
Yes, that's the part they don't tell you about.
That's insane. As long as we continue doing X, we're going to also continue doing Y.
Right.
But they just, the media and the world and the powers that be don't tell you that, you know, they are also the ones who are choosing to do X.
That's right. The inflation starts with them. And their idea of, quote-unquote, fighting it is to raise interest rates, which the only way that's going to fight inflation is it's going to limit the amount of bank loans that are issued. Because that is another way that the money supply inflates, is the more bank loans there are, the greater supply of money, because you have to remember, banks are authorized by who?
The Federal Reserve
to essentially do their own money printing. So it's not just the Federal Reserve who can print out dollars, it's every single federally licensed bank in the Federal Reserve system. Whenever you go in for a car loan or a home loan or a business loan, whatever kind of loan you're getting from the bank, that money isn't coming from the vault.
Doesn't exist.
It's not coming from other depositors. They literally create it when you sign on the loan forms. They use your signature to get the loan, essentially. They create it from thin air.
They do. Counterfeit money.
So that's not going to happen as often, but it sure as hell isn't going to stop the government from demanding more money printing from the Federal Reserve, even though interest rates keep going up. It is Free Talk Live.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
It's Free Talk Live. You can join the show here. Bring up whatever you want. The number is 603-283-6160. 603-283-6160. Porkfest 2023 is happening before the Porcupine Freedom Festival in 2023. It is going back to where it all started, which is prior to Porkfest. Now, if you don't yet have your tickets for the Porcupine Freedom Festival, you might want to get those sooner rather than later. The event, Porkfest, has sold out 2 years in a row, and there's a darn good chance it's going to sell out again. This thing has become a really great event. It has really risen back to its prominence as it should have, and so Porkfest has kind of accomplished its mission, which was kind of the point of Porkfest. It was designed as an alternative, a decentralized alternative to the Porcupine Freedom Festival, and we're happy to say that the Porcupine Freedom Festival has done some decentralizing as a result, hopefully.
It has. I mean, there used to be, you know, during the dark days, there were the porcupine, the pork rangers who were riding around on golf carts and acting like police officers. It was
a real turnoff.
It was.
People, yeah. So that's changed now, and I think they've really taken the Porcupine Freedom Festival in a great direction. So the general consensus of Porkfest attendees this year was we need to cut the length back to just a weekend prior to the Porcupine Freedom Festival. So it's going to be June 15th through the 18th. Of course, there's nothing official with Porkfest, so if you want to come for longer, then you know, come earlier, whatever. I don't know how many people will be there for that, but somebody probably will. You can go to forkfest.party to learn more about the event. You can get connected with other Porkfest attendees in the chat rooms and the forums that you can link to from forkfest.party. But most importantly, if you're going to go to this thing, get moving on it sooner rather than later. Go ahead and call up Rogers Campground, lock in your RV site, your motel room, or your campsite for June 15th through the 18th, and stay on through the Porcupine Freedom Festival as well, if you can afford the time and the money to do that, because you do need to have a ticket for the Porcupine Freedom Festival still. While right now there's still no tickets for Porkfest, and hopefully there never will be. So once again, it's Porkfest.party. We will be broadcasting there. We look forward to seeing you.
So, Aria, more do you have to share about this recession prediction?
I mean, there is more. It gets into some boring details, but not all of it's, you know, necessarily boring. The forecast, of course, is unwelcome news for Biden, who, as we said, described it as being very slight, the possibility of an economic downturn. The downturn itself would be very slight.
Meanwhile, the Federal Reserve Chairman, I believe, said it was pretty much heading that direction. Jamie Dimon from the J.P. Morgan Chase Bank has been predicting financial doom and gloom.
I mean, it's pretty obvious to anyone who's paying attention that there's bad economic times ahead for people.
There's bad economic times for right now, and we know that there's no direction that the government is going to be able to go in to get away from this. I mean, the economic, you cannot get away from certain laws of economics, right? Like, so they kicked the can down the road so far, it's not clear how much further they're going to be able to kick it.
It's just like, you know, any other natural law. You can beat gravity to an extent, right? You can hold your arm up however much you want, right? But you're going to get tired. The longer you do it,
it's coming down.
Yeah, gravity is going to win, and you will put your arm down.
Yeah.
And then we have the same thing going on here. No matter how much they want to hold their economy up, it's going to the ground. And there's nothing they can do to stop it in the long term.
Well, all they can do is, control the narrative and make things seem as they aren't, but they can't actually change how they are. Yep, they can lie.
And once people start literally starving and, you know, stuff like that, the lies from the government aren't going to matter to them. The government can say, no, your belly's really full. You're not hungry at all.
That's when you get to the point of overthrowing, you know, not that I recommend violence, but then you look at countries like Sri Lanka and others recently where you literally have had thousands of people rushing the presidential palace, tearing the place apart, partying in the pool in the backyard, and throwing these government goons out of office. The economy or the economic system here was designed this way. It was designed this way from the very beginning. There was never a way that it could go on forever because it's a central currency. It has no backing. Now, initially it did, but they pulled that. So ever since they pulled the backing of the currency, it was just a matter of time before it all came crashing down. Now, when that exactly is going to occur and whether or not we're observing it in a slow motion crash right now, we'll only know when we look back on it, I think.
I think it's slow motion right now, but it's not going to stay slow motion forever.
It could increase for sure, and it's at a clip, especially if the world governments decide to start selling off their dollar holdings.
Yes, that would be very bad.
That could accelerate that process.
This model is more certain of a recession than other forecasts. A separate Bloomberg survey of 42 economists predicts the probability of a recession over the next 12 months now stands at 60%, which is up from 50% a month earlier. What changed for these 42 economists from last month to this month? They're like, oh, no, 10% more of them are now convinced that there's going to be a recession. Nothing changed. It just proceeded along the same path it was already on.
I don't know.
How are they not paying it? They're professional economists, theoretically. How do they not see this?
I mean, professional economists just means they went to school.
That's
and
true.
And they've got a job in the field. Somebody's paying them to be an economist, and they have a college degree. I mean, that's really all that means. And if they went to a government school, like most colleges, they were taught Keynesianism. They were taught about, it's good to have inflating money supplies.
It's just spend money for governments to spend money.
Right. War is good for the economy. They were taught all kinds of mythology.
The forecast provides a sharp contrast to Biden's upbeat tone. The president has focused on strong job growth as he campaigns to help Democrats retain their House and Senate majorities in elections 3 weeks from now. That's the reason Biden is being positive. He doesn't want to open up with people and say, hey, look, things are going to be a real leader would do this and say, look, things are going to be bad. What you can do to protect yourself and your family and people you care about is to run away from the USD as fast as you can.
Yeah, he can't say that because he's owned by the banks.
I mean, he could say that. He just is a coward, and he probably doesn't even believe that because he's so wrapped up in his own supremacy and the supremacy of the ideology that he's espousing that he doesn't even believe it. But
he's totally right. But if he did say those things, he'd probably be assassinated.
Yeah, I was going to say he'd probably get shot by a far-right extremist. Yeah.
But inflation, which has hovered near a four-decade high, and that's after they changed how they measure inflation, by
correct.
The way, has been a drag on Democrats' prospects in an election where polls indicate the economy is voters' top issue. And I know Democrats hate that because the economy isn't going too well right now, and people are sick of masks. They would rather push us back to COVID-19, the powers that be, because that's an easy win for them, except Americans are sick of it.
Well, aren't they already talking about some new nightmare COVID variant to come back this winter time?
Didn't they talk about, like, five of those in 2021, like the new doom and gloom variant, doomsday variant, and nothing happened, really.
They are talking about this as a nightmare variant that supposedly bypasses immunity. They don't say whether it's natural immunity or the vaccine immunity, but
don't they all bypass vaccine immunity?
I mean, it's a cold, so I wouldn't expect my immunity from having COVID-19 2 years ago to really matter to whatever strain of COVID-19 is going around today. And there does seem to be some strain going around today. Like, several of my colleagues are currently positive with COVID-19.
Oh, interesting.
But, I mean, no one cares because...
they still coming to work?
Yeah, because it's been clear now for quite a long time. No one's saying it. No one has admitted how badly they overreacted throughout the world or throughout the United States or throughout this one place of employment. No one is saying, good Lord, guys, we are so sorry for this nonsense that we put you through over this something that is just a cold. But they're acting far more rationally. They're treating it like it's actually just a cold now. And that's rather refreshing. However, it would be nice for these people to say, I was wrong. I overreacted. I tanked the economy. I caused a lot of suffering. I went along with some really horrific behaviors, and I committed horrible acts against my fellow human beings who chose to dress in a way that I didn't approve of, and I'm sorry for all of these things that I did.
Yeah, politicians sure as hell aren't going to do that. Maybe your friends might, you know, have the intellectual honesty to do that, but that's about as far as that's going.
So the model decreases the likelihood of a recession going forward to only 73% within the next 11 months, and the 10-month probability rose to 25% from 0%. So this model seems to suggest that 10 to 12 months from now, the recession is almost certain, but 9 months from now,
not so much.
Oh,
weird.
I don't know how they came to that, but...
yeah, that's confusing.
Based on the definition of a recession and how the government has... defined it. We seem to be in a recession, and it was obvious that we were going to be a recession from the moment that governments around the world shut down their entire economies in order to protect people from the cold.
Well, right. And remember, recessions are about declining investments, right? There are fewer people willing to create a new business, for instance, take out a loan to open up a shop or whatever. And how many people are going to want to open a new business in these circumstances, especially places like Europe? It has the energy costs are starting to hit the United States, but where it costs 3 to 5 times or 10 times as much on just the power bill alone, like, why would you even want to try? And that's going to put a lot of businesses out of business, of course. Hour 3 is coming up.
Stock market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813-813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not conditioned to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamgaday.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamgaday.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your longevity business. Teamgaday.com. Teamgaday.com.